Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, yesterday hearings on the issue of Russian hacking into the presidential election with intelligence officials. We see that senators and spy chief rebutted Trump on the Russian findings. That's James Clapper, the director of national intelligence, who says in addition to the reprimand, really, toward the president-elect and his statements on intelligence, said Trump's rhetoric also has been alarming U.S. allies.
Well, look, first of all, I've been saying it all along. This is a place of tremendous vulnerability for the incoming president, Donald Trump. Whether or not it affects his tenure is dubious. I mean, I don't think they have enough yet to be able to say Trump was in on it. There doesn't seem to be any such indication that would lead to an impeachment. And frankly, if it was shown that, and I've said this, that would be an impeachable treasonous offense, because after all, this country relies on its electoral system and for the peaceful transference of power and legitimate transfer of power. If in fact there wasn't such a thing, if a foreign body was able to affect the outcome of the election, it would be a disaster for the whole concept of American democracy. Then really, the very term that Donald Trump used, which is that the elections were rigged, turns out to be rigged all right, but not against him, but basically for him. Now we hear reports that there were parties going on in Russia that the CIA and others have been able to pick up, showing that they were celebrating Trump's victory. Not enough, again, because they can celebrate if, in fact, they had something to do with it and that material is available. And those words are available to our intelligence agencies. That could really be something. But if it turns out that he did, then the only thing that would make for an impeachment is a lot of people getting on the phones and jamming the lines of their representatives saying this guy is not fit to be president of the United States. And so far, that hasn't happened. Not only that, but impeachments have to come from the House of Representatives. And that is where we really do see a problem, because unlike the Senate, the House is an autocracy. At the very top is the Speaker. He makes the rules, and there is very little room for dissent. They have all kinds of rules committees, when you can speak, how you can speak. Yesterday, Bernie Sanders got up and started putting tweets on a solid piece of oak tag, which people were able to read from the president-elect. And it is going to be fascinating if, in fact, this is leading us down a road to a kind of fascism. That is what's most dangerous about this, because the one thing I can tell you is if you haven't got an election, you can't have a democracy. You can't have a democracy if you don't know anything. And that's another thing that's going on here. We are hearing from our intelligence agencies. We're also hearing that they have assets on the ground that have to be protected. So in giving us information, there's always the risk that the, quote, assets, which the American people demanded we have, if you remember, in past elections, more assets on the ground. Well, you know, it's a heavy balancing act.
Amidst all this, the ex-CIA director, Woolsey, James Woolsey, that is, quits the Trump transition team, saying he didn't want to, quote, fly under false colors.
Well, David, I read his remarks very carefully. It is clear that he is saying he's distancing himself, and he's saying, I haven't given them any advice for a long time, and I'm not a Trump transition person. And when he has been on the cable news program, they have put him on the scroll as a Trump advisor. He says, I'm not that. Well, you know, the fact that a man of this caliber is saying, basically, I'm out of this, and it's an interpretation, I don't want anything to do with this, it certainly doesn't help Donald Trump.
One of Donald Trump's other campaign promises was to build a wall between Mexico and the United States. It appears that is on track. From Politico this morning, House GOP Trump team hatch border wall plan. It's an emerging proposal they say would rely on a law signed by George W. Bush and potentially spark a government funding showdown with Democrats.
Well, look, they can do anything they want. But remember, there's limited money. And we know how Trump says he is going to pay for some of this. He's going to cut out some domestic programs. He also said, if you remember at the time, he's going to make the Mexicans pay for it. And the Mexicans, unlike China, the Mexicans don't have a lot to fight with. But I have a feeling that it is a campaign pledge that Trump feels he has to meet one way or the other, even if it isn't everything he said.